But that in the end is to ultimately just help you out in the long run and give you guys more tools for success free of charge. There's no link here below to click. I don't want to give you guys any of that information. I have a few websites that you can go check out or whatever, like sobermotivation.com. I shut it down because I'm kind of just pushing out everything for free at this point. I just enjoy the ability of podcasting itself. And maybe that's what you should go into podcasting for, is the enjoyment of doing the podcast itself. And there's a lot of different areas that you can take enjoyment from. Yeah, there's the monetization, which is great, but there's also the ability to freely express yourself to a group of people who care about what you're saying in long form. And you don't have to sell them stuff. As long as you already own the equipment, really, you really don't need to sell anyone anything. The only thing you have to sell is an idea that hopefully makes their day better in the future. So that's where I wanted to get at, was logistics. Like, figure out what logistics you need to go forward on your path for success. So like I said, get that straight. I personally, here's how I would recommend doing it. Center yourself, take care of your spiritual needs first. That means meditation, not altering your mind of any mind-altering substances like beer, any drugs, or any of that. And then the next step is educating yourself on what it is that you're trying to be successful with. So, for instance, if you're trying to do podcasting, it might help you to pick up a book. So I know I've released a video on it, but personally, I also have other books in my bookshelf, and I'm not even really promoting anyone, but like the Four Dummies Wiley brand, the one that's been around for years, I've bought a bunch of different books from them just for logistic purposes, not because like I think they provide the best content, but in a way for me they do, because I like the logistics of understanding like what websites or what equipment or what sources I need to go forward on a project that I should consider having. So that's one of the steps. The next step obviously is executing. That's the whole title of this podcast, is executing on the logistics. So for instance, eBay, it's a logistic game. It's you wake up, you figure out what sells, you think in your head, you do your research, you know, educating yourself. Then you have to go execute. You have to go pick up the inventory that you're thinking about selling. And then you've got to box it, ship it, bring it down to the postal service, ship it out to them, and get your money that way. And it's all action. It's not this whole sitting in your bubble and thinking about things constantly. Like, you've got to break out of it and just get out of your comfort zone to execute on it, because that's the only way to do it. And you got to think too, with delivering stuff, there's sort of stepping out of your comfort zone with that. Like, for instance, people doing DoorDash, you know, it's all logistics. These people are going up, picking up orders, bringing them to a random person's house, dropping it off, and collecting their paycheck. And there's risk in that one, especially now, there's this whole COVID thing that's going on. But two, they're also bringing it to some random stranger's houses, and they're driving as well, which obviously has just as much danger possibly in it as just going to the store and being surrounded by a crowd of people. But at the end of the day, they execute it and then they get their paycheck. Same thing with you. That's what you've got to do, is figure out what inventory you have that is deliverable to people, that executes an order that brings you the profit that you might be looking for. And it might not be money, it might be the whole podcast deal or the YouTube or the Instagram. I recommend understanding logistics, like look up how hashtags work, look up how to see who is looking at your content that you're putting out. So there might be people in a certain age range that listens to your content more. If that's who you want to talk to, then go with it. But that's really where I wanted to get at today. And I hope you guys are all staying motivated. I hope you guys have had a wonderful Memorial Day. And shout out to everybody who's serving in the armed forces and who have served in that armed forces. And I'm paying my respects to all of them with that. And just showing my appreciation for what they've given us through all of this in our country. But there you have it. I was your host, David Sherwin. I'll be looking at putting out some more frequent podcasts. But like I said, there's other things that are rolling around in my world that I've been, like I said, executing on with logistics. And it's a time constraint. So that's the other thing to think about, too, with your life is your time management skills. So, yeah. So just get on it. Follow the logistics, follow the action, do the action, and get to where you got to go to be successful, staying sober and staying motivated. And thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you all soon. What's going on today, Sober Motivators? I'm your host, David Sherwin, and today's episode is about executing the logistics for your success. And I've been busy, I've been so busy that I haven't really made a podcast in quite a bit of time, but I had a real urge to put this podcast out because it's kind of a trip to see for myself right now. And just to kind of give you guys a brief summary of what I've been up to for the past couple of weeks since I haven't put out a podcast in some time, but just still staying sober, I haven't gone off the rails yet. But the other thing that I've been kind of working on is a eBay store where I started selling stuff on eBay, getting rid of some of the junk that I have stored up or accumulated over the past couple of years, and trying to see how that whole deal actually works. And it's pretty cool. I suggest it to anyone who's looking at maybe trying to develop another source of income for themselves. There's a eBay app that you can go on, and it'll scan the barcode of items, and it'll tell you what that item sells for. So if you're ever catching yourself in Walmart and Target, for whatever reason, go check out a clearance section, do some scans, and you might be able to find yourself in a profit on a few items. So that's what I've been up to, and it's been pretty cool. And it's a busy little bit of work that you have to kind of prepare for. And that's kind of the whole point of me doing this podcast, is not really talking about it, but being about it and working on the things in my life that I feel like I need to work on. And going on social media, I still frequent social media. For anybody who listens or follows me on there, my posts have been not as frequent, but like I said, I've been busy, having my hands deep in other work, and it's pretty crazy. Like I said, when I started doing eBay, I didn't think it was actually going to be as easy as it was, because I always thought that I'd put an item up and I'd have it on for the next 3 months. And it really depends on what you know is something that has a want for it. So for instance, if you're in a podcast situation where, you know, you're into podcasting, maybe you come across some cheap podcast equipment for sale and you can go ahead and turn a profit for that on eBay, which I thought was pretty cool. And then I started sitting there thinking about the whole idea of being successful and doing the things that you want to do and what that entails. And I'm noticing just from watching, and another thing that kind of pushed me into doing this podcast was I was watching a YouTube video from this YouTuber I watch. His name's Graham Stephan, and he was talking about how he makes a lot of his money from actually just making YouTube videos. From what I understood, he said he's making about $150,000 a month doing YouTube videos, but he's been at it for years, so it's not an overnight thing. It's not a simple as doing the YouTube video and just posting it and being successful. Like, there's things that goes in, that go into it. And that's really what I wanted to talk about on this podcast, just for people who might be getting caught up in feeling like they're not moving forward for certain reasons. They're not living that image that is sold to them for some reason. It's easy to sell images to people, but that's the thing, is it's just an image and you don't know what the logistics are behind that image. For instance, if you see somebody who's showing off a brand new sports car, a Lamborghini or something, you don't know if he really owns that Lamborghini, if he's not just renting it for the day, and whatever, what all the other steps are that are required to get to that point anyways. Because I know renting a Lamborghini for the day isn't cheap. I've looked, they're probably, if you go on Turo, anywhere between a couple hundred to where if you go through a rental company, it's probably a few grand, including the deposit. But that's what I wanted to get into, was executing the logistics of your success, because I've felt that just from going into other avenues of things that I've been working on, that I've just been busy with it, busy with just working on these things, staying sober, not trying to go off, not trying to go too crazy with everything. But I think that's something that's really important to get into and really understand what it is that you need to work on specifically to get to wherever it is that you're trying to go. Because going through Facebook, you get slammed. I personally am getting slammed. I don't know if any of you guys, but I get slammed with these entrepreneurs that are promoting a Facebook video, and they're saying, buy my course, join for $1, and do all this other stuff. It gets kind of sickening after a while, and that's kind of why I wanted to put this podcast out for people who are in recovery, who might have a similar mindset as I do with this whole process of becoming successful. It's just like working out, right? Like, I believe, and from what I've learned from where I'm at now, it's not a magic pill that fixes everything. As you know, like, drinking didn't fix everything. So whatever project that you're trying to work on is just that. It's a project that requires multiple steps for you to work on. And you got to kind of think about it as well in a way that's outside the box, in my opinion, because it's really easy to get enticed by something that somebody's trying to sell you and not really realize what other resources that you have. Like, so many books, honestly, provide pretty much the same information that you're going to need for whatever new product it is that they're trying to sell you. And it kind of stinks, because I don't like to step on people's hustles, I guess, at this point, and where we're at with this whole COVID thing. I know a lot of businesses are struggling, but people who are getting sold products that they don't really necessarily need at this point is something else to, I think, look at, to keep in perspective, in that I care about who listens to me. I care about the listeners that listen to me. And I believe that using your resources that you have available to you already as cheap as possible is a crucial thing to be able to do. So a lot of these resources and tools won't come at you as easily as maybe you'd like them to. Sometimes it requires a little bit of a Google search, but 9 times out of 10, some of that same information that you can get from who's ever trying to sell you a product, you can get for literally free on the internet. So to me, it's kind of crazy that just to see these products that are getting pushed to me, these like digital products that are getting pushed on this crazy basis. I know Facebook's to blame too for this, in that thinking that, hey, I want to buy every product that's being shown to me when I don't. Like, I think it's kind of sickening. I don't like to sell stuff. I do like to help you guys, like promoting you guys, the idea of getting a podcast going. So I'm going to drop a sponsor right here.